Hello, beautiful lovelies. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for listening to my podcast. See, my intent for this podcast is to help and aid other witches, especially Black and queer witches. See, I created this podcast so that it becomes a safe space for all of us to learn from each other, no matter who we are or what our paths are. We are all coven mates, and I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Hello, beautiful lovelies, and welcome back to the Black Queer Witch Podcast. Child, I done took a break. But I wanted to make this a quick tea time and just kind of catch you guys up on some things and just talk about some things. I've been trying to record this episode all month, and every time I sit down to record it, like even now, like this, I think this is my fifth or sixth try to like do this episode and say what I have to say, right? And I don't know. I don't really know where I'm going with the podcast or anything that comes to like the brand that I have built with the Black Queer Witch Podcast. I don't know where I'm going. I don't have a direction that I'm taking things in. And I'm still trying to navigate myself within the spiritual community, because I really don't, and I think I've said this before, I really just don't like selling products to you guys. I be really wanting to like spread knowledge and help people evolve in their craft in that manner. And I'm really going back and forth with the money aspect of it. Like, yeah, I want to get paid for some shit that I, like, some of the knowledge and stuff that I share. Because some of the stuff is, like, personal things that I've taken my time to create. The magic that I've taken my time to create. And I do want to get paid for that. But at the same time, it's like, I don't always need to be paid. Like, money isn't that big of a deal to me. In the sense of like everything, like I guess the best way to explain this is like this. So a lot of y'all probably don't know, but I'm a professional chef and a professional baker, right? And I did that for 10 years of my fucking life. A long 10 years. I was in and out of different kitchens. I've met amazing chefs and culinarians. I know like some great people through doing that kind of work, right? In the beginning, I thought I was gonna be like, I wanted to be a restaurant owner, right? That had always been one of my biggest goals, was to own my own restaurant, to start my own business. And I started this company called Expression Bakery, and I named it Expression Bakery because the food was an extension of myself. And my expression. And this was kind of a little bit before, like, I really started diving deeper into the witchcraft thing. And at the time, I didn't really even realize that I was doing kitchen magic. But anyways, so I started the business, and I ran it for a good three years. And then it started to feel less like a beautiful hobby and more like a stressful job. You know, like, there'll be some times where it'll pick up and I have like a bunch of orders that need to be completed. And then sometimes it'll just die down completely. And I had realized that I don't like selling my food like that. Like, my food is an extension of myself. And when I break bread with you, that is such a powerful thing for me. And like, and that's how I see my food, as a way of breaking bread and inviting you to my table and inviting you into my life. If I ever, like, said I'm going to cook for you, that's coming genuinely from my heart, like, type shit. So hopefully that makes sense. And like, I started, I did the baking shit, and then I quit because it just became something that I didn't want it to be. At first, I went in there going like, oh, this is for the money. But then I ended up really loving what I was doing. And I was like, damn, like, I done really fucked up a hobby, which began as a, something that began as a hobby. I kind of fucked that up and was trying to sell it. You know, I think it's that, like, you don't have to sell everything just because you're good at it. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully that makes sense. Hopefully that makes sense to somebody. Because it's I feel like it sounds like it's jumbled up to me. And I don't know how to exactly express how I'm feeling about it. But I just don't want to sell things. And maybe I can express it because maybe I feel bad about not selling it. Because we live in a society where we feel like, at least American society that I have been around, let me speak for myself, teaches you like to sell. If you're good at something, sell it. If you're good at it, try to make some money off of it. And like some things I just feel like don't need to be made. Money doesn't need to be made off of it. And I think that's how I'm feeling about the things that I do. Like, I would rather just teach you how to do it. I would rather you have the knowledge to keep doing it, the knowledge to share, the knowledge to give to somebody else, rather than to try to sell it to you. And I know some people like, I'd rather just buy it, and that's okay. Like, I'm not knocking the girls that sell what they sell, and I'm not knocking the people that buy what they buy, like, at all. You know what I'm saying? But for me, personally, I feel like I'm disrespecting myself by trying to make a dollar off of everything just because I'm good at it, or just because, I don't know, I feel bad about it. I don't know where that's stemming from. And I think it's stemming from because I genuinely want to help. It's not because I need anything in return. It's because I actually want to do that. And that's what I was just talking about that with somebody too. They were talking about something about you be doing stuff because they, like, people do stuff because they want a blessing in return or something like that. And I told him, like, I don't do things because I want a blessing in return. I do things because that's what I want to do. Yes, it is a known fact that if you bless somebody else or bless something or whatever the case may be, you're going to be blessed in return. That's facts. But that's not my end goal, is to be trying to get blessings. Like, my end goal is to actually help you and to do what needs to be done, like, if that makes sense. So, yeah, that's where I've been at. And I feel like I need to just continue to take a break. I might come back next year, the beginning of next year, to the podcast. Right now, I just don't know. I feel like I need some more time to kind of figure it out. Especially with the way that my craft has been going. And the things that I've been learning, not only through my craft, but through myself. I feel like I need some more time to kind of figure that out. And actually go through what I need to go through. And make whatever I need to make happen type shit. Hopefully that makes sense. I think that makes sense. Y'all gonna be like, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. What else has been happening? What else can I catch you guys up on? I don't even remember what the last things I've been telling y'all. I have been doing inner teen work. A lot of inner teen work. My inner teens were like hell on earth. And I say hell on earth because, like, they were the years where, like, I knew certain shit was going on, but could do nothing about it because I'm a fucking kid. You know, like, I think that's the worst. Those were the years where I didn't speak up for myself. Those were the years I was trying to mold myself into this box that I didn't fit in. And it's just been really fucking with me, for real. The body dysmorphia. Like, I've been having really bad body dysmorphia. And just feeling ugly and feeling fat and feeling undesirable, unattractive, which are all fucking falsehoods, but that body dysmorphia will do something to you, baby. And for a long, like for a couple of days, I just wouldn't eat. Then my body dysmorphia would have me so depressed that I wouldn't want to eat. And like I was starving myself. And I'm really grateful for the friends that I have because they really listened to me when I was talking about the body dysmorphia. And they were like, well, we can put a plan together. Like, we'll hold each other accountable to eat. Like, make sure that you send me a picture of something that you're eating type shit. And that's really been helping me. To make sure that I eat and just like eat something, drink water and shit. I've been doing a lot of work with the ancestors, with our queer ancestors. I've been doing a lot of praise for them, and I've been lighting candles and setting flowers and shit. Oh, and if you have a queer ancestor that you want to put on the altar, this altar space has opened up for all of us. Just get in contact with me some way. Through Instagram, you just send me a message and be like, can you put this person on the altar? And I'll know exactly what you need me to do. I did another cool thing for Halloween, since we're talking about ancestor work right now. I did this big community altar for just people I knew. I was going to do it for my ancestors. Like, I had a plan to set it up all up. And they had asked me to open up the space for other people. And they, for other people. So I just contacted a bunch of people that I knew. And I said a bunch of prayers for folks. Gave a bunch of offerings. It lasted a good, I want to say, 2.5 days. And that first night on Halloween itself, it was so fucking amazing, bro. Because I had went in there and all the candles and shit lit. Because I had worked on Halloween. So when I had got home, I had lit all the candles. And I was just chilling in the living room because that's where I had it. And I could just see, like, all of the spirits huddled around the table. Like this big mass of, like, it was like a cloudy energy. Like, it just like a whole bunch of people sitting together. And it was really great just to see that, to feel that. As everybody was feasting, I was just walking around the table and saying prayers for the people who wanted their prayers to be heard. And I thought that was just beautiful to be able to do that work for the community. And I didn't even ask people to, like, give me money. Like, some people gave me money, of course. They was like, okay, I can send you a couple of dollars to help with the donations. And that's all I asked for. Like, I didn't even ask for money. I just was like, if you want to donate, you can. That'll be great, but I wasn't really asking for money because, like I said, that money shit, it don't really matter to me because I feel like I'm always on budget. I always don't have money. So I don't trip off of those things, I guess. And I wanted to do it. At the end of the day, I wanted to fucking do it. I wanted to do that for them. So yeah, I did that. What else happened? My plant spirits, my houseplant spirits have been growing like crazy, and they are beautiful, and they're gorgeous, gorgeous girl, gorgeous boy, gorgeous they them. Yes, they're doing their thing. What else is there to talk about? I don't know. I feel like I share a lot of stuff anyway. Oh, I have another thing. I've been having some dreams about Orisha work. Doing Orisha work. So I've been kind of diving into that area. I've been having a lot of dreams about it. Like, the Orisha's been coming to me and talking to me. Currently, Oya has come to me and shown herself to me, and we have had conversations, and I've been learning about her, or at least trying my best to. And so yeah, that's that. It was something else I was going to say, y'all. Oh, I'm going to start, I think I'm going to turn the website into a blog. God damn, why is everything so hard for me to say today? It turned into a blog, or maybe turned it into like an online grimoire. And I'm gonna share different like spells that I've done, and I know that actually work. Different things that I have created through my own magic, and kind of just share my magical journey with y'all. And I can't wait to also publish like this little log thing that I've been doing since September. I've been logging my spiritual activities. Especially like the big ones, the big major ones. I have been logging those down and getting them ready. So hopefully, I can't wait for the next year, next September, when I publish my first year, and we'll see like all the magical shit that has happened. I mean, there's a lot of like smaller magical stuff that happens in between, which I also log in like this schedule. Into this planner, that's the word. Into this planner book, like every time I do a spell, I log it in into the planner so that I know when I'm doing magic or shit. I think that is it, y'all. You know what? I hope that the ancestors bless you guys this winter. I hope that they come into your home and bring abundance and bring happiness and joy and rid your home of all negative energy and keep those bad spirits out. I hope that the goddess always will bless you and rain upon you. And I think that's it, guys. I will see you guys next year. I love you so much. Always feel free to reach out to me through email and through Instagram and also TikTok. And I will see you guys in the next one, guys. I love you guys so much. Bye.
I know, babes, you've been wanting to be on the podcast for a good little minute now. I know, I can feel it, period. I'm a witch, duh. But this is how you get onto the podcast. All you need to do is send me an email at theblackqueerwitch@gmail.com. Send me your name, send me your age, send me your pronouns, send me your phone number, and then send me a description of about yourself in a description about your craft, and also leave in there what you want to talk about on the podcast, and I'm definitely going to get back with you as soon as I possibly can. And I want to see how many people I can reach with this, so hit me up so we can all have a discussion on the podcast. All right, guys, bye.